And look who Paul writes to in Rome. To those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 1, verse 7 tells us that God our Father in heaven and Jesus, his Son in the flesh, gives something called grace to the people he sends. Do you walk in that? Do you labor rowing, or do you sail with the wind of the Spirit filling your sails, driving you to where you're going? Labor and paddling, or catching the wind of where God's going and going where he's going as he provides, as he guides. These sent people reach the world, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. It just said that in verse 6. So everyone in this room is people who are reached. And then Paul writes to people who were reached in verse 7 and says, grace to you, peace. And so on the subject of calling, there appears to be two aspects of calling to consider, right? We are called to life, right? And we are called to mission. Or, you know, you would say someone has a calling. And the Bible has these nuanced uses of the same word call in ways that we interpret differently. And so I've been in a Bible study and told by someone, yeah, there are activist Christians, and then there's, you know, people who are just Christians. I know I'm a Christian, I'm saved, I don't do stuff like you do. And I kind of wobble at the idea that there's an activist person, but that there's a passive person in a seat somewhere not going. Now I understand if there's gifting, matters of gifting, right? Please don't make me do that thing. I have other gifts and I'll serve in that way. And I've met people who said, I'll serve coffee all day long. I don't know if I can go out in the street and share with strangers, if you call that evangelism, right? Or I would really like not to stand in front and speak into a microphone, but there are other things that I'm able to do, so I'm a Christian. So that's not what the comment is about. The point that I'm making is that no Christian is in an audience while there's a show that other people put on. That all of us are participants. Just like the passive objector was still able to serve their country in wartime, although they would not participate in acts of violence against other soldiers. We all have a role to play in the body of Christ. The body of Christ. You think about John Morrison with the gallstone. Boy, as soon as that one little part of the body isn't working, he was down for the count. Call an ambulance. I need to go to the hospital. And when they didn't know what it was, they were looking at kidneys, and they thought, oh, my goodness, it's kidney failure. What could it be, John? Oh, no, oh, no. Until they found the thing that was wrong over here. Do you know that the body can be putting off symptoms over here when the problem is actually there in a place where nobody sees it and where the stuff going on gets in the way? In the book of Joshua, they went and they had a conquest, and God said, don't take any of the stuff. Just commit it to the Lord, burn the rest, don't take it. But there was a guy who took a bit, he found a bit of gold, and he put it in his tent under his stuff. And then they went off to the other battle, and it went horribly wrong. And they said, God, what's wrong? Are you not with us? And God said, there's sin in the camp. And they went through this process, and then finally the guy said, it's me, I did it, you know. But over here, they could have been mad at the generals. They could have blamed the horses. They could have said, God, you're not faithful. You said you would be with us. But over here, there was something hidden, some unclean thing that taints the whole. And here's God. He's talking to people. I call you saints.